Okay, we're up to the next piece. Seems like the Gemara is going back to the Arayas issues. But the truth is that the whole purpose of the next omid and a half is just to get back to the inyan that a brother who is the product of a shifcha or a goya is not considered your brother. So, but it doesn't come out until the end of the sugya, and therefore it doesn't seem like there's any place over here. It seems better to have been back where we were learning before. But have patience, and we're probably not going to finish up to that part today. So tomorrow we'll get to what's nogeya to our sugya. Okay, we're on Chabez Omid Beis, Tana Rabbanan. Habo alachoso. Person who has relations with his sister, the he bas eshes aviv, and she's also the daughter of his father's wife. In other words, there's different ways of having a sister. You can have a sister who is born to a woman that your father raped. It's not his wife, but your sister, right? A man could have raped a woman twice, had two children, one boy and one girl. They're brother and sister. But the sister is not the daughter of the father's wife, because not the father's wife. So if your sister is also the daughter of your father's wife, it doesn't make a difference if they have a common mother or not. But the sister was produced from the same father and his wife. Whether that's your mother or not is irrelevant. So she has two isurim, we'll see. So chai mishum achosa. There's a separate erva of erva sachoscha lo segale. It's a sister. It doesn't make a difference how she became your sister. She's your sister. So that's one erva. Umishum bas eshes aviv. There's another erva, right? Of esh bas eshes avicha. So she's both. She's both bas eshes avicha and she's achoscha. She could be either one, or she could be achoscha without being bas eshes avicha. Can't be Baseishas Avicha and not be Achoscha. But she could be Achoscha and not be Baseishas Avicha. But if she's both, then you're chayiv for both. Meaning that if you did it b'shogeg, you're chayiv two chatos. Okay. Rabbi Yoshi ben Yehuda omer eino chayiv ela mishum achoso bilvad. And Rabbi Yoshi ben Yehuda says, no, there's only one chatos over here for Achoso. And not, there's no separate iser for Bas Eishes Avicha. See, one second, why not? Velomit me Bas Eishes Aviv. You don't get, you're not chayev also for Bas Eishes Aviv. Mai tamayu de Rabbanan. Right, what's the reasoning of the Rabbanan that you're chayev for both? Amrei, nichti. Ksiv, ervas achoscha, Bas Avicha, o Bas Imecha. The Torah said that you can't be megala the erva of your daughter, of your sister, whether she is your sister from your father's side or your mother's side. Be a half-sister. Half-sister from your mother or half-sister from your father, both of them are also mishum achoscha. Ervas bas eishes avicha, moledes avicha achoschahi. And then, what's the ervas bas eishes avicha, moledes avicha achoschahi, lomali. So why do I need the case of another erva, Bas Eishes Avicha, the daughter of your father's wife, right? Moledes Avicha, right? Avicha, Moledes Avicha, Choschahi, your sister from your, what's it called, from your father, even if the wife is not your mother. So, but it's the same erva. It's basically, what's it called, Achoscha from your father's side. So, who cares if it's Eishes Avicha or not? Even if it wouldn't be Eishes Avicha, it should be Osir. So why does the Torah have to say this? It's already awesome. The same erva, right? Just you introduced a new factor that this woman has to be happens to be Eishes Avicha, not just Stam, a woman that he lived with. Okay? So Alamai, what the Torah said too, to tell you, Chayev two chatos. If you live with a woman who's the daughter of your father's wife, you're not only over on Achoscha ben Avicha, you're also over on Bas Eishes Avicha. That's the Rabbanan. Let's see the Rashi till here. V'hi bas eishes aviv, dal yedei nesuim nolda la'aviv v'lo ba'onsim. Right, bas eishes aviv is where the woman was eishes aviv. She was married to the father. Now dafka's your mother. But it's the daughter of your father's wife. Okay, it's a separate erva. Michti, ksiv erva sachoscha bas avicha, ubein min ha'onsin, bein min ha'nesuim mashman. Over here, the first erva, it says, what's it called? Achoscha bas avicha, basimecha, right? It's ki bas avicha from a woman who's not his wife. Right? A woman that he raped. Or a woman that is wife. Doesn't make a difference. So that erva includes any girl born to your father from any woman, whether it's his wife, whether it's your mother, or whether it's a woman that he raped. So that includes all possibilities. Ervas bas eishes avicha moledes avicha lomali. So why do I need the next erva of eishes bas eishes avicha? It's already included in the first one. Hanomi achoso bas avivi. She's no less achoso bas aviv. Right? What's the difference if she's bas eishes aviv or not? The first erva covered all the cases, including this one. Shmas mino lechayva mishum shnei lavin. Halalu v'im shoge chayv shtei chatos. He's not going to kill the guy twice. But if he, what's it called, he lived with this woman, who happens to be also bas eishes aviv and bas aviv, right? They're synonymous. He's going to be over two chatos. He's not going to bring two chatos. Okay. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, so why doesn't Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say Yechayev Shayim? Omar Kro, Achos Chahi. Right? In the end of that erva, it says, Achos Chahi, she's your sister. So tell me, Mishum Achosu Atomechayvo, V'i Atomechayvo Mishum Baseishas Aviv. You're only Chayev because of Achoso, and there's no separate Pratos for Baseishas Aviv. The first erva of Achoso, whether she's a sister from the father, from the mother, from the father and the mother, from the father and some other woman that he lived with or had married, she's your sister. That's what you're chayiv for, achoschay. Only chayiv for that erva and not the other one. The iatom chayiv mishum bas eishes aviv, and you're not chayiv for bas eishes aviv. For abonan hayachoschay, and we'll see one second. So what do you need that pasuk for? The pasuk doesn't come to tell me that you're chayev another, what's it called, the chatos, then why do you need this pasuk altogether? I know already from Achoscha that any kind of sister, you're chayev. So if you're not going to be chayev more if it's the sister from your father's wife, right, then why did the Torah say that the Gemara is going to come to? What do Rabbanan do with this meal? Achoschahi, right? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda learns from it that you're only chayav mishum achoso and not bashes eishes aviv. What does he do? What do they do with the pasuk? Rabbanan hayachoschahi may abdilei miboy elohu lechayvo al achoso bas aviv u bas imo. Lomar she'en mazir min adin. Torah just said you're chayav for your sister, whether she is your sister from your of common mother, or your sister from a common father. But it doesn't say what would be if she has both a common father and common mother. Right? You have the same mother and father. Only if either father or mother. So you'd say kavachomer. If you chayef because of the mother only, or because of the father only, surely if it's father and mother, but there was a kali, mazir min adin. You don't learn from kavachomer. One of the reasons is that a kavachomer, you can't give a person misa or an azora for misa from a kavachomer because it's all dependent on svara. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that onshim, right, maybe are a kapara. So maybe there's a kapara for a lesser aveira, but for a greater aveira, maybe there is no kapara. Right? For instance, they bring the smag who says this, the marshal on the smag, says this idea. Right, brings a raya from what's it called, Molech. It says if you makriv some of your children to Molech, you get Misa. But if all your children, you're not. There's other reasons to explain this. They say, no, if you do some of your children, there's enough kapara to get Misa in this world. But if you do all your children, it's such a terrible aveira, there's no kapara in this world. So the Rebbeinu will take care of you in the next world. But this world, there's no kapara. Why kill the guy? So therefore, when it comes to onshin, maybe the fact that it's a worse aveira means that there is no onish. Not that there's for sure an onish. So whatever the reason, ain't onshin min adin and ain't maziri min adin. And we learn from here, the Torah says, bas avicha o basi mecha, either one, and you need another pasuk to tell me, achoscha he, even both together. What do we need a pasuk for? What's it called? The kal v'chomer? You learn from here, ain't maziri min adin. Rabbi Yosef Rehuda, im kein lichto brachmona achoscha he. Achoscha, he lomali. Let it just say achoscha. And I would know from there that your sister, whether it's one or the other or both. And that I'll learn in Mazir Meradim. Why say he? To tell me you're only chayiv for achoscha, not for bas eishes avicha. Mishum achoscha, atom echayiv, liatom echayiv, mishum eishes aviv. Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan say, why don't they also learn achoscha to tell me this and he to exclude the other thing. Afal gav the siv achoscha, it's strictly mitzvah he. Even though it said achoscha, and enochanami, I could learn from there that both the father and the mother, right? But I wouldn't learn from there that everywhere else ain't mazirim min adin. So I would say it's an exception over here. But other places you could make a kal v'chomer and learn an azara or an onish, right? Shelo tomer bi'alma mazirim min adin, right? Therefore you need both miyutim. The first one, achoscha, to tell me that over here you're chayiv for father and mother also together, even though it's a kal v'chomer. But, and the he comes to tell me, not only over here can't you learn the kal v'chomer, nowhere else could you learn the kal v'chomer either. Now she, the he tema, and if you'll say, no, why do I need the he? Once I see over here that it says achoscha, I automatically know that you couldn't have learned it from a kal v'chomer. Otherwise, why did it say achoscha? To tell me both father and mother, learn it from a kal v'chomer. So just from the fact that it says achoscha tells me that other places you can't learn this kal v'chomer. Mar says, no, you wouldn't know that. The chitei machoscha the kosav rachmana lomeli mil sedashi the kal v'chomer Torah the kosav akra. Over here, the reason the Torah said it is because in a chanami you could learn the halacha from the kal v'chomer, but anything you could learn from the kal v'chomer, it's better to have a pasuk that says it. So that's why over here it said achoscha, not because you couldn't learn it from a kal v'chomer, but now that it says achoscha and it says he, it comes to tell me that you couldn't have learned it from the kal v'chomer. You had to have the pasuk, and therefore nowhere else where there's a kal v'chomer to give an onish or an azara does the kal v'chomer work. That's why you need the he too, because without the he, I would say anichanami. You learn achoscha bas avicha u basimecha from the achoscha, but really you could have learned it from a kal v'chomer. But anything you could learn from a kal v'chomer, better to have a pasuk. So if there's a pasuk, it doesn't come to take away from the kal v'chomer. It just comes to verify the kal v'chomer. That's all. So therefore, you need the word he to tell me, no, you couldn't have learned from the kal v'chomer, and therefore, nowhere else could you learn ever an azara or an onish from kal v'chomer. So, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he said you need the achoscha, you could have learned ein mazir min adin, and the he tells me you're only chai mishum achoscha. Why doesn't he say this svara? Im kei lichtevei rachmona l'achoscha he be'idachra. Say it in the other pasuk. If it didn't come to tell me you're only chai mishum achoscha, say it in the pasuk of what's it called of bas eishes avicha. Don't say it in the pasuk of achoscha bas imecho or bas avicha. The fact that it said it in the first pasuk is to come to tell me this is the only heir, but you're not chai from the other one. Rashi, achoscha he. The high crow, the bas eishes avicha. Achoscha is said in the pasuk of bas eishes avicha. Right? Later on, we'll see. The Gemara says if it meant just to tell me this meal, it should have said it in the first pasuk of achoscha bas imecho bas avicha, not by the pasuk of bas eishes avicha to be memayit that you're not chayiv for bas eishes avicha also. L'chayiv ol achoscha min ha'onsim bas aviv ubas imo. Right, that Yechayev, for a woman that is both the daughter of your father and your mother, but it's not your father's wife. Your father raped the woman twice. One, he had you, and the other time, he had your sister. So it's not Bas Eishes Avicha, but it's Bas Imecha. right? She's also the daughter of your mother. To go, nol duhu vihi min anusa. Dimeahu kro da onsim lo shaminan ele bas aviv shalo bas imo. Dichsi bas avicha, o bas imecha. Torah says either it's your father's daughter or your mother's daughter. But mashma, what's it called, that if it be both, Torah doesn't cover that case. And then in the other pasuk it says bas eishes avicha, the mashma bein imo bein she'eno imo be'ishusu dichsiv, where it's only your father's daughter and not your mother at all. That's if it's from your father's wife, not from a woman that your father raped. Dichsiv ava ba'onsin lo shamina, but by a case of onus we don't know from that pasuk. That's only eishes avicha. Therefore, you need the pasuk to tell me that if she is both your father's daughter and your mother's daughter from an anusa, that you're also chayiv. It's a kavachomer. If either the father or the mother is mechayiv you, so kol shkein if she's from both, right? Min adin, no. So we learn from here in onshin or in mazir min akam mikavachomer. Im al bas avim shelo bas imo hizer al bas avim imo lo kol shkein. There's a kavachomer, so you need a pasuk, and you don't learn from the kavachomer. From here, we learn that ain't mazir min adin.
If the mother's not Jewish, is it all
still applicable? No, it's all Jewish women.
Yeah,
only Jewish. Shalot tomer bi'alma mazir min adin, the heavy lav gomer, right? And normally we don't learn a lav from a kavachomer, right? Umihocha lo yalfina lemeimer mi the itzrich achoscha alma ain't mazir min adin. However, the Rabbanim say, if it wouldn't have said the extra mute of he, I would have said, Enochinami. Really, you could learn a lav from a kavachomer. But there's another cloud, that even where you learn a lav from a kavachomer, something you learn from a kavachomer, not a lav, even in things where you don't learn a lav, right? Halacha. You learn something from a kavachomer, it's better to have a pasuk. There's no raya from the fact that you have a pasuk that you couldn't have learned the kavachomer. But anything you can learn from a kavachomer, better to have a pasuk as a backup. Right? Better to corroborate with a pasuk. So I would say the same thing over here. The reason it had to say achoscha bas avicha achoscha, right, and to include bas avicha and bas imecha together is not because I couldn't have learned that from a kavachomer. Because even though I could have learned it from a kavachomer, better to have a pasuk. But the fact that it says he tells me no. Only because you have a pasuk would you learn it. Had it not been for the pasuk, we wouldn't have learned this at all. And therefore, we learn from here, ein mazir min adin. Kolomar hachahu diyasur kura, aval azoras din kavachomer lav azorei. That's why we need the, what's it called, the pasuk he. Be'idach kura, and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says no. If that's what it came to teach me, and it didn't come to be mamayit, that you're only chaya bishum achoscha and not mishum bas eishes avicha, then it should have said it in the first pasuk. Achoscha bas imecha or bas avicha. Why did it say achoscha he in the pasuk of bas eishes avicha? To tell me you're only chayav for that other pasuk and not for eishes avicha. That's not what this pasuk came to tell me. It's your chayav in other chattas. Came to tell me a different halacha, which we'll get to in a second. Ve'idach kro gabei achoscha bas avicha delo huskir shom ishus. Over there, it doesn't mention that the woman has to be your husband, your father's wife. Just it has to be either she has to be from a common father or a common mother. Lav dafka that mother was your father's wife. Could be a woman that your father raped. The nafki onsi minay the benesuin ashmin and afa bas aviv basimo mirchiva hacha shma minol meimra the afa gav the he bas eishes aviv lo mechayev ela mishumachosa. And therefore, in addition to learning all these other halachas, the fact that it positioned it by the pasuk of bas eishes avicha comes to tell me that you're only chayiv mishum achoso and not because bas. There's no separate chatas for bas eishes avicha. That's what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says. So Mara says, so if that's the case, what do you need the pasuk for? If the only lav you have is the pasuk, the first pasuk, bas avicha bas imecha, and that covers all bases, whether it's your father's wife, not your father's wife, whether it's from the mother, from the father, from both of them, right? Then what do you, according to Yosef Yehuda, what do you need that pasuk bas eishes avicha? If it's not to be mechayiv another chatas, then what's it for? That's the Gemara's next kasha. Reb Yosef Behuda in came, one second, Reb Yosef Behuda, hi bas eishes avicha mayavid lei. What does he use that pasuk for? Miboye lei, mishiyesh lo eishes lo avicha po. He comes to tell me that the only time you're chayev on a sister is if she comes from a woman that your father has some issues with. He could marry. But if there's no marriage by the father, we'll see in one second what that comes to exclude. Now going back to what we were, what this has to do with our sugya. Except for a woman, a sister who's born from a shivcha or from a goya, it's not your sister. Because she's not miyuchas bechlal after your father. So what's it called? It's not your father's daughter. If it's not your father's daughter, it's not your sister. So a sister that comes from a goya, your father and a goya, or your father and a shivcha, is not your sister. That's what we learn from that pasuk, bas eishes avicha, not that it had to be a woman married to your father, but somebody that was shayach marriage. Okay. She'ein eishes avicha ba, where it says, ve'ema prat lachoso me'anusa, maybe it means a woman that your father's not married to. Not that he has no possibility of marriage. He's not married to her. Smor says, prat lachoso me'anusa, versus Ahilo Machus Amras, that you can't say. May the Rava, from what Rava said, the Rava Rami, Ksiv Erebas Bas Bincha Obas Bitecha Lo Segale. Now you can't say that a sister from an Anusa Yenachayevan, because Rava learned like this. It says, Erebas Bas Bincha Obas Bitecha Lo Segale. Right? The Erva of your father's, what's it called, wife's granddaughter. Right, bas ervas bas bincha, your son's daughter, o bas bitecha, or your daughter's daughter. Okay, lo segali, ho bas bino dida, u bas bido bas bita dida. Sorry, mashma. It's only if it's your granddaughter, but if it's your wife's granddaughter, right? Whether from her son or from her daughter, would be mutter. Right, your son, grandson, your granddaughter is also, but your wife's granddaughter be mutter to you. Right? Uksiv, and it says, not like that. Ervas eish isha ubita lo segale. Es bas bino vi es bas bita. The other pasuk says that a woman that you're married to, you can't live with her granddaughter either. And that has nothing to do with, not your granddaughter, it's your wife's granddaughter, not your, from a different man. Right, it still says also, Ha'ketzad, kan ba'onsin, kan b'nisuin. The pasuk that says you're only chayiv on your own granddaughter is where the woman is not your wife. You ma'anis her. Then her granddaughter is not also to you. But if you're married to the woman, right, and she had children from somebody else, then it's also her granddaughter also, even though it's not your granddaughter. Okay, so you see that Anusa is what's it called? Onsim is also Osir. Rashi, she'ein ishus lavicha ba, b'shivcha v'olveres l'chavim lo tatsi ba kedushin. There's no kedushin. You can't create a marriage with a shivcha or with a what's it called, a goya. Meseches kedushin naflam mikroy b'perak omer l'chaveru b'sofa. The Gemara learns it. What's it called? From a shivcha, am hadome lechamor, or im hadome lechamor, right? Shvulachem poim hachamor, and eved, and the shivcha are like chamorim, and there's no kedushin. You can't marry a chamor, you can't marry a shivcha. And the Gemara learns it from a pasuk by Eishes Tifas Toar, only after that can you have relations, and she could be your wife. Right? Before that, when she's a goya, before she converts, there's no marriage. So maybe it doesn't mean a woman that you can't have marriage with. Maybe it means a woman you're not married to. If the sister comes from a woman you're not married to, you rape, she's not your sister. Mara says, can't be, because Rava learned that it makes no difference whether if your sister from an anusa or your sister from a married a father's wife. Ervas bas bincho mi anusa solo segale, ha bas bino me isha acher gale, de lav ishtechoi. Umiu bino min haonsim, binohu. V'chein bito. Hilkach gabi ach v'nomi ach v'hu. Just like we see that it's called your son or daughter or your granddaughter, if you're married to the woman, it's called your brother and sister also. So you can't say there's a difference between a sister that came from Anusa or from a married woman. So that can't be what the pasuk means. Mara says, the ema prat l'chayve lavin, maybe what's it called, it comes to tell me that anybody born from chayve lavin is not your sister. Okay? Because the kedushin is effective, but it's not permitted. Mara says, Omer apapa, chayve lavin tafsi bu kedushin. But by Isa, there is a kedushin. So it can't be, what's it called, it's still called Eisha Savicha. So that wouldn't exclude chayve lavin. D'chsiv ki siyeno le'ish tei noshim, ho'achas ahuva v'achas nua. D'chi eish ahu... Okay, I'll tell you what, we're still going to stop here, because the Gemara is going to go into this, but let's just see the Rashi. Prat l'chayve lavin, im nosa ovi mamzeres, v'holid bas, lavachosolim. Let's say your father married a mamzeres, where the kedushin is tofes, but it's what's it called, not a permitted kedushin. Maybe that's what it says. Eishes avicha, right? Who could be your father's wife? She's not allowed to be your father's wife, right? The ema de lotafs, or the Gemara's havamina was that maybe kedushin is not tofis and chayve lavin. You can't marry. Not only you're not allowed to marry, you can't marry. Gemara says no. That we have a pasuk that tells me that chayve lavin kedushin is effective. It's a prohibited kedushin, but it's kedushin. She needs a get. She marries somebody, she lives with somebody else, she's Chayiv Misa. She's an Eishes Ish. Right? Then we'll see, the Gemara says, well, maybe it's Chayiv Krisus, where Kedushin is not Tofes. That's the next piece.